Hey, America.
Start listening now.
Hey. Oh, wow. It's already September 1st. Happy New Year, you guys.
Hey.
Derek, what's your favorite New Year's joke?
What?
I can't think of any appropriate jokes.
And welcome to another ball-dropping episode of 12 Points from America, coming to you live from the Minnesota State Fair. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Liz. We're not at the fair.
We're not at the fair, no.
We wish we were at the fair.
You were one of those 200,000 people who were there on...
One of the 200,000 great unwashed.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, you know, Weird Al was also there that day.
He was the greatest of the unwashed.
That's true.
And that was...
He probably washed. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah, it was.
He definitely needed
fantastic.
To wash after the show. He's a sweaty man.
Yeah.
Who's the opener for Weird Al?
Puddles Pity Party. Puddles.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, he's a
sad clown.
A sad clown, basically. But the bits are really good. He does some really good like callback type stuff involving Kevin Costner for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's. Sam, when we saw Al about a year ago, Puddles was the opener there. It was more or less the same set, I think.
Pretty close,
Still entertaining. Yeah. Still a lot of Costner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think, of all the times I've seen Weird Al, I'd never seen him do Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al before, but he did.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really good. Like, his band is so underappreciated in terms of the number of different genres that, you know, they have to basically be able to do anything, right? So anyway, Weird Al is good, and you should listen to Weird Al. He's not so much of a thing in Europe, I know, but
he should
he should be.
Yeah, if you have the chance to see Weird Al live in concert, like, he puts on a darn good show. And I've seen him in smaller theater spaces. I've seen him in big festival spaces. I've seen him performing with the Wisconsin State Orchestra, and it is still a damn fine show. The man can do everything.
Wait, where did... So that was the strings attached to her, clearly.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Where? Madison?
Yeah, that was Madison.
Okay.
Yeah. Steve and I bought tickets to see him in Madison before we realized that he was going to have a show here in Minnesota.
Well, that's what happened to me. I went to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and saw him down there at the McGrath Amphitheater. Shout out to Cedar Rapids.
Shout out Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray. No,
gave me a speeding ticket via camera and mail.
Ooh.
Right?
Oh, Iowa.
And then saw it at the Minnesota State Fair. And then it turns out that Eric and I, before knowing each other, were exactly like four seats down and one row apart.
Yeah, we were like 10 feet away from each other, and we didn't know each other yet.
Aww.
That was fun.
Just one of the many times we almost met before we met.
Yeah, Weird Al podcast.
You're cute. Happy anniversary, you two.
Ah, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it is music related, unlike the movie. I could talk about some movies I saw recently. Maybe later. Maybe we'll,
I mean, there's not really a ton of news to talk about right now. I feel like we went through a whole bunch of it during our last episode. We're just like kind of on the OGAE coverage. Mm-hmm.
Which is happening now.
You get it today.
It's happening. No fake outs this time, unless this is like a double fake out, which would be
Like if while we are recording some massive piece of news happens to filter through, I'd be shocked, considering it's like midnight in most of Western Europe right now, so I don't think anything's happening, but it's morning in Asia as we're recording, so
Hey, speaking of Asia, Weird Al, we do have another song for ESE Asia.
Yeah. The Philippines selected their song this weekend. This song is called Sobra Sobra, or Too Much, by Carmel. It looks like she was definitely a fan favorite going into it. I think a lot of people kind of had their eyes on Sobra Sobra as the winner for Philippines. The performance was great in the national final. I happened to tune in right as she was going, so my timing was impeccable.
Well done.
But yeah, so we now have three artists with two songs confirmed for ESC Asia. South Korea will be picking next. By the time you're hearing the show, they may have already done so. That'll be on the 4th of September. And that should be a fun one as well.
There is a very strongly supported by local news rumor I will go ahead and say this is credible, but not confirmed, that Thach Thien is going to be the rep from Vietnam, and she is one of the biggest stars, pop singers, V-pop, as it's apparently called, which makes sense, in Vietnam, and it's a competitive choice, if that's the choice, is what it sounds like.
Because I had heard that, I mean, let me just check this. I could be wrong here. Because I thought that Vietnam was doing a national final.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually have read that Vietnam will be doing a national final on October 3rd, just called The Sound of Vietnam. So I don't know if who's going to be participating in that. It's very possible that the artist that you mentioned might be participating in that.
That could be. I mean, there are a couple of news outlets in Vietnam are both reporting this, but. We'll see if she shows up in the national final, or maybe they're I don't know. It would be weird for them to change it at this point.
Yeah.
And like the EBU is really kind of keeping a hand on all of these things, right? More than in Europe anyway.
I don't know if it's the EBU or if it's Vox Ovation, the production company that's putting this together. I don't know if the EBU really has the authority per se, as these are not member nations, member states. I don't know how many of them are. I don't know if this is a question of the EBU or Vox Ovation when it comes to putting this all together, or the national broadcasters themselves. There is a lot of consistency in terms of branding, in terms of voting, but I'm not sure where that consistency is coming from and who's putting this together. I think it might be more the Vox Ovation side.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'm still excited for
absolutely
Eurovision Asia.
Mm-hmm. And yes, again, friends, that's going to be on November 14th, coming from Bangkok, Thailand. 11 countries currently on the list at the moment. So, yeah.
Well, no time like the present, I think. Should we go back to talking about Weird Al?
Always.
All right. Cool.
What about? Could you be more specific?
Yeah. One of my favorite things about Weird Al is the OGAE Second Chance Contest. And
nice segue, hon.
Thanks. Yep. Nailed it.
Stuck the landing.
Uh-huh. So I guess we're finally going to talk about Second Chance. If you're not familiar, basically this is the conglomeration of the various fan clubs around Europe and the rest of the world. Fan clubs of Eurovision, not of Weird Al, to be clear.
Honestly, the Venn diagram could be a circle for all we know. I mean, I haven't done any surveying of Weird Al members, but I am sure that over in, let's say, Croatia, there's probably just a massive Weird Al contingent.
Mm-hmm. Seems like they seem like the sort.
Oh, yeah.
Weird Dalmatia.
Ooh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Liz is mad at me now. Anyway, each of these OGAE groups, like, so there's one from, there isn't one from every country that does Eurovision.
Right.
And the ones that don't, they're all kind of grouped together as a rest of the world thing. But a lot of the countries do, Albania, Austria, Bulgaria, and so on and so forth. Basically, if they had a national final, they pick one of the songs from that or some other consideration thing, we'll get into that, that didn't make it to the big show in Vienna, and then those songs compete against each other. It's very unofficial. It means nothing, and yet it means everything.
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It fills a slight gap in the calendar, if nothing else.
Exactly, and it's a fun way for also OGAE representation to kind of chat amongst themselves. Sometimes there are parties where people will select, and sometimes it's just, you know, a poll or an email that goes out to all the members saying, hey, which one do you like? And if you are in a nation that has an OGAE chapter, but there was no national final, well, sorry, you're shit out of luck. Sorry.
You don't get to have fun.
No fun for you.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So yeah, this year there was actually quite an interesting selection. Most of these songs came in top three of their national finals, but we have some that fell sort of as low as eighth in the selection. But they're fan favorites and memorable for reasons. memorable for reasons, let's just say. Some of them are genuinely great songs, and some of them are insane. And this is just a fun way to highlight them during this time of year. And the organization of the contest is sort of in the auspices of the country that won it the previous year, which recently has mostly been either Sweden or Italy.
Yeah.
A couple of Norway's sprinkled in there as well, but it's normally been those two.
Yeah. Sweden has won, what, like 16, 17 of these out of 39 so far.
I swear to God, if they win this year, though. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would be
a lot
less good, I think. I mean, they have certainly have some defensible wins, you know, that they monument. By Kaino being a recent one.
But that was Norway.
Oh, no.
Womp, womp.
The funny thing is, I was deciding between that and Marcus and Flarkus with Air. That was also Norway.
No, nope. That was Sweden, but they're Norwegian.
No, but
that,
right, but what wasn't Air, they were... it's what we breathe. I thought Air they were representing Norway and then they jumped the border to rep Sweden. No, I'm wrong.
It's always Sweden.
Well, I should. Oh God, this is brutal for me. I might need to just hang it up.
Just edit this in post.
Yeah, you know when I said Norway and Sweden were basically the same, a thing that no one will be upset about. Danny's not here, somebody has to offend.
Norway, they've just lost their king this past week. They're going through a hard time, and you're just adding insult to injury over there.
Big rip to the king of Norway, Dolly Parton.
Oh no.
Too soon. I'm sorry. Like I'm going to be honest here. Like losing Dolly Parton and Tim Curry back to back. I was freaking bereft.
It's a hell of a 1-2 punch. I remember we were talking on an unrelated Discord about like this. It to me, it feels like the worst one of those since David Bowie and Alan Rickman in the same week.
Oh, God, that was
which was 10 years ago. But you could, there's an argument to be made for Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds as well. That one's wild for a number of reasons.
As a certain good friend of the show said, it was a tough week for the gays. Tough couple days.
Yeah.
Tough couple gays for the days.
Something like that.
Anyway, OGAE.
Yeah.
The last couple of winners. So the contest last year was won by Sweden with Italy in second place with Clara Hammerström's On and On and On. The previous year was Italy winning it with Sinceramente by Annalisa with Sweden in second place.
Deserved.
Year before deserved. That was Marcus and Flarkus for Sweden. Year before that was Medina Inidimon for Sweden. The year before that was Kaino and Monument. Anna Bergendahl the year before that for Sweden with Kingdom Come. You have to go all the way back to the 2019 contest for a other country to outside of Italy or the Nordics to take it. And that was Simone from France with Tous les Deux. And prior to that, it was Italy, then Sweden. 2016 was Poland. With Margaret's Ooh. Like there are some great songs on this list. Like
Yeah. Both the Annalisa songs are amazing.
Yeah.
Cool Me Down was so good and I think would have changed the dynamic of the 2016 the actual contest.
Yeah.
If it had made it. Because it was just so good. The Marcus and Flarkus song is great. Monument's great. It doesn't matter what country it's from. You can make mistakes in life.
It's all good.
Anyway. This year, we've got 22 songs to choose from, and some of them are good. Some of them are great, in fact.
Yeah.
I think.
And then some of them are, that was a song that I forgot existed.
Mm-hmm.
For the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to do this? What's the plan? We plan ahead in this podcast.
That's right. Planning podcast. Well, we've each got our tops five, I believe.
Yep.
No,
this is going great, guys.
I ranked them all. No, I didn't. I did watch a lot of the videos where people do that to get a feel for the zeitgeist. And this was an instance where there were, I thought, a lot of songs, more than I usually see when people do these countdowns, that were either first or last or close to it. There are some songs and. I won't get into which ones because I feel like our votes on this could be all over the place. But yeah, this is an interesting group. And I think some of the songs are really love it or hate it. And that was really reflected in the videos I saw, that that there were some folks that absolutely adored. What's a good example?
A song that I'm sure we'll bring up in discussion.
Yeah, yeah. And then other people were like, this blows. I don't know.
So instead of a classic bell curve, a lot of these songs looks more like an
upside down bell curve.
Yeah.
Big hanging object.
Uvula?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Uvula okay. curve. All right. So should we just go through the list of the songs like super, super quickly?
Sure.
All right. Do we just want to read? I mean, do you want me to, we'll edit this out. Do you want me to read all of these, or do we want to go through like five a piece and just, so it's not just my voice yelling at people?
I'll do it. And you can correct all my pronunciations.
I'm You're going head first into the wrongest correct pronunciations I can do. I also took an edible right before this show, so it's going to get wild.
Ooh-hoo. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I should have done that. Dang it.
Still could.
Yeah, but it won't kick in until after we're done.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to. Yeah. We got, let's just run them down. Albania. We have Sheila.
Shayla.
The lunch lady, I assume. Zemra A. Tokesh. That's a word. I recognize that word from other Eurovision things.
What something.
What does that mean?
Let's see.
Push up on your Albanian.
Oh, no.
You know
oh,
what?
No.
I think.
Okay. So, I mean, if I don't remember exactly. So I know that the song Zemer Lampeng. So is heart Zemer. So it might be. I'm just trying to remember this
like
from
heart
other
and soul
Eurovision
or something.
Song. A heart maybe? or. But then. Kateo Tokis is Return to the Land, because so it might be Heart of the Land or Return to the Heart.
Ah, okay. That's the song I was thinking of, yeah. Yeah, so
I'm sure Zemra I could look this up and it would actually.
Yeah, Zemra and Tokes.
I know you're good.
I am? I was right?
Austria. No. From Austria, we have Bumluck Wiener with We Are Not Just One Thing.
Bumluck Werner.
Bumluck Werner Herzog.
Mm-hmm. From Bulgaria, we have, oh, I don't know how to say this.
Some chick.
I don't know, Sam.
It's just Dara. Oh.
Darina Yotova.
Yes. Dara, who won a blisteringly tough competition against Dara and Dara in this national final. But Curse, the song that finished second, is the rep at OGAE. Croatia has Irma, friend of Sheila, I assume, with... Nitraga. That one's not as funny. Denmark has Erica Jane, Death of Me. Estonia has Nope.
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 Or Nope. I don't know. It's what nope. That's the sound when you ask a Swedish person who is sick if they are okay.
Nope.
Yeah. Their song is called Days Like This. Finland has Antti Palanainen, but with Takatukkanen.
Takatukka.
Yeah. Germany has Wavy Boy with Black Glitter. Greece, Zaf with Asteo. That is, I would say, the song title that looks most like a starting Scrabble hand. Anyway, let's see. Italy has, ooh boy, Dante DiVincenzo with, oh, okay, go ahead.
So Dita Nella Piaga is the singer with the song Che Fastidio.
Yay.
With an exclamation point.
Che Fastidio.
Dito Nella Piaga means finger in the wound. So it kind of means like salt in the wound.
Yeah.
So dito, finger.
Well, that fits the theme of the song. Not at all. Latvia has Emilia with All We Ever Had. Lithuania has Schwer with Contact!
Exclamation point.
Luxembourg has Steve Castile with Sweet Tooth. Oh man, I have opinions on that one.
I bet we do.
Malta has Maltese regular Matt Blixk. This one is Eye Leye Hey.
Well done on the Maltese there.
Thank you. Someday he's going to make the real contest, and it's.
I think honestly,
it's only a matter
of
time.
Yeah,
it is a matter of time for Matt Blex.
Does he get in before Marcus Riva? You think? I'm thinking yes.
No. I'm thinking San Marino duet.
Oh man, ooh. Just let them both through.
Oh yeah, two tastes that go better together.
unlikely. Moving on. So the rest of the world. Rep is Montenegro. That's Lana X Dord.
I think with across the it's George.
Oh, okay.
Ah, yes.
Oh, sure. Like Gorg Borg.
Yeah.
Their song is called Tempura Shrimp.
Temperatura.
Norway has Melio with Frankenstein, a song about definitely being Frankenstein and not the monster. Poland has Basia Giewont.
Giewont, maybe?
Giewont? Giewont?
Yeah.
My Polish Zimnovoda. Is worse than...
Zimnovoda is the song there. Denis Mota with... Sam, you actually like speak Portuguese, so
Jure.
It was simple. Mm-hmm. I thought it would just like there'd be an ow sound in there that's like
Jure.
Serbia has Zena with Yugoslavia. Cool place. Spain is in this. That was a fun thing to discover this year. Mm-hmm. They weren't in Eurovision, but OGAE Spain. You're gonna say no to them?
No, that's because they will hunt you down and kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Spanish fans, you let them have what they want.
Yes. They have Tony Grox and Lucy Callis with, and this is a song that finished first.
Tamare.
In its national final, Benidorm. You don't see a lot of national final winners in these things. Did Siren Song get to be in an OGAE? Ooh,
that's a really good question. I have to look back to the 2019 OGAE contest. Yeah,
I'm curious now.
I don't know.
I'm guessing not because it didn't win. Because if it was, it would have. That's mine. Sweden has Grexela.
It's like Grace.
With Half of Me.
Grexela, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And Ukraine has our old pal Jerry Heil with Catharticus, which was the third place finisher in Ukraine.
Hmm.
But you see a lot of returning artists and fan favorites. It's all fan voting, right? So like Jerry Heil feels like a shoe-in for this once she loses the national final. So to speak.
We will see.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a surefire winner of this second chance contest. I could see it just because of the name recognition, but yeah, those are the ones we had to choose from. We had to choose our five favorites. Why don't we start with our number fives, and we'll start with Samantha.
Oh, hi. It's me.
That's you.
It is. All right. So this is a song from a national final that generally passes me by, and a genre that normally kind of passes me by. I normally don't go for the classic dance upbeat. I don't want to say cookie cutter, but classic pop song. But there was something about Erika Jayne's Death of Me from Denmark that I just found to be so much fun and so catchy. And I don't know what exactly was in the water this year. What's that?
Her, apparently.
Yeah.
Unless she was talking about something else. Yeah.
I mean, but between her and Fovigo Hiam, which was my number one song overall from this year, you had two really fun, somewhat sexy, just danceable bangers. Both like are just bookends of night in a club that you just let yourself go. And I thought that Erika Jayne was super engaging, super fun to watch. It was weird because there was an aspect of the composition of the song. I don't know if it was just the way that it kind of progressed, but there was almost like an ABBA-esque kind of structure and a little bit of the structure of it, which in this song felt very appealing. However, there was another song in this lineup, I'm just going to say it, Sweden, Half of Me, that also felt very, very ABBA-esque, and I didn't respond to it in the same way. I don't know what it was about this one. I think Erika Jayne is just the sort of secret sauce on there. But yeah, I'm giving my fifth place, my 1 point, to Denmark.
That was a very Danish song too.
It is. It's super
stylistically,
Danish,
but also very retro. It kind of just like I knew exactly, oh, this is definitely Denmark, because I was just listening to it without looking. Some of them were pretty easily identifiable.
Exactly. And normally, I mean, I've talked about this before, that normally for me, Denmark is so vanilla and so straightforward that it just completely passes me by. But for some odd reason, this really stuck with me, and I smile when I listen back to it. So yeah, this was my fifth place. Derek, what do you think?
I just want to say I didn't pick Denmark, but I really actually like the song. There's a few songs that I quite like that I didn't put in my top five.
Same.
And I'm hoping with Denmark's choices this year, they'll have a good year next year.
God, I hope so. God, I hope so.
I'd like to see this as a sea change, but you never know.
You never know.
Remember when they put him as the opener?
I went back and I double checked today. He didn't do that well in the semi, so I think they were pretty comfortable just throwing him at the front of the show.
You should have seen you should have seen me when that running order was released. I was I was bereft. I was in the lobby with me, Ben Roberts, and James Stevenson, and Toby Eck from Aftonbladet. and just what sort of what?
That's the Mount Rushmore of Eurovision media, if you'd ask me. Anyway,
shout out to Toby. Anyway, Derek.
Yeah.
From Portugal, Dinas Mota. I like this one. Very classic Portuguese, kind of mellow and melancholic. And I compared to what they sent, I thought this was clearly the better option.
Agree.
So it goes.
Hard agree.
I'm kind of curious, as we're going through, if there's any of these that you would say they should have sent this, not that.
Oh, yes.
That's one of them. Portugal for sure.
Yeah.
Although if they'd sent this, they don't send anyone. It was the thing, right?
Yeah.
Because and that was the case with most of them.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't think that that Dinas Mota was on the I'll go list if he'd won it. I don't know. Eric, what about you? What was your fifth place today?
My fifth place is Jerry Heil. Cool tune, got a bit of the sort of world beat kind of thing going on. Feels just the ever so slight retro in the electronic. The beat part of it. Really well sung. They had a really cool staging concept. I mean, she was going for it. She was going up, 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 up. This is why I honestly don't know that I would full on say they should have sent this instead, because they did fine. And I think the song they sent was cool, but I like this more than I had a hard time kind of glomming onto the song they picked in the end. And I think this one I would have enjoyed a bit more. And I'll just also note, this is the same gal that was vegan back in 2020. And like her next attempt at making the contest was a song called When God Shut the Door. And like, granted, the you know, what's going on in Ukraine impacts everybody, obviously. But like, it's wild to me that these are the same person that just the aesthetic and the vibe and everything could not be more different. But I kind of enjoyed Vegan and I quite enjoy this, so whatever.
There is something about Catharticus that, to me, I could have easily seen it interspersed with all of the other clips from the 1990s era Pure Moods commercial.
Yep.
Absolutely.
There's a like, there is a bit
between,
of that.
Like, yeah, like
Enigma.
Orinoco Flow. Yeah. Tubular Bells. The remix of the opening song from Twin Peaks or whatever it was, like Adiemus, you know.
The Mummer's Dance.
Mummer's Dance, yeah, all that.
Mummer's Dance slaps, by the way. I always defend that one. All right, and a lot of those are great. And yeah, this does kind of have that vibe. Catharticus. I'm Catharticus. Anyway, Liz, what's yours?
If I had to pour one out in a sixth spot, it would have been Catharticus. But I only have five spots. And so my fifth spot is going to Albania and Shayla. I just thought Albania. I mean, Albania always has a strong showing, and I've really enjoyed what's coming out of there in the last few years. Shayla's performance was just really beautiful. And to be clear, one of my favorites this year was Alice with Nan. So like, that's saying a lot considering that he was one of my favorites of the actual contest. So
I was re-looking at our votes today, like our own top tens. I believe you had it number one.
I think I did too. Yeah. And I think that probably shifted a little bit by the time the contest actually rolled around, but not by much. But I just really like what Albania is doing lately. And so there we go.
Well, Liz, I'm actually right with you. That's why I gave Albania 2 points.
How does this always happen?
Perfect segues. We don't compare notes before we do this.
No.
We barely make notes not at all, honestly.
That's true.
That's right. Depends on the show.
Yeah. But yeah, Albania, I mean, Shayla was, there was a real honesty and authenticity and a depth of emotion, with Zemiratokas, and, Liz kind of nailed it right on the head. It was just a beautiful, artistic, emotional piece. So right. It gets you right in the tokus. Derek, what about you? What was your fourth place?
Number four. It's an odd choice. I'm looking at this list like, man, what was I thinking? Yeah, number four is where I put Grease. I thought this was super catchy and cool. I think they made the right choice, even though he was kind of a goof on stage. But yeah, this one, nice blend of fun and ethnic and kind of silly and Greek. And yeah, I don't have a whole lot to say about it. It really caught my attention and I enjoyed listening to it. Mm. 2 points.
Yeah. Speaking of looking back on the what we gave our 12 points to, Grease got 12 points from, this is Ferto now, from Derek and from Danny. Sam had Denmark. I picked Armenia like a moron.
If you like what you like.
I do. No, I know. I do love that song. The song still slaps. It's really, it really does. It should have. Yeah. Rock this.
I still listen to it.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of rocking this, my number four is Dito nella piaggia con Che fastidio d'Italia. Che buono, Liz.
Yo.
I'll just add, I have a feeling this is going to come up again, but we'll see. I just, the energy of this was really, really cool. It's really funny that they had like this awesome, awesome pop song with all this energy and a great vocal, you know, really the whole package. And they were like, we want the old guy. And they were right to do so. remember Giant Cell?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I miss Giant Cell.
I hope he's doing all right.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. He's hanging out with the mom from the Albania staging.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. It's a song that has gotten stuck in my head substantially more than I care to admit.
Which one?
Per Sempre Si.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. My fourth place is a country no one's mentioned yet, but might before this is out. Lithuania, Schwer and Contact. This started playing in the playlist and I just like stopped and just started listening. And I was like, this sounds fresh, I think is probably my best word for it is, yeah. And in very sharp contrast to what they did end up sending. And also he wasn't silver, which is fine. I'll allow it.
Yes.
The thing that this reminded me the most of, I think actually is maybe, I am. And, yep. From a few years back.
Sudden Lights.
Yeah. I mean, same neighborhood, different country, but that's kind of the feel that I got from it. I just really like what feels like the originality and tone of his voice specifically. That's where I'm jiving. All right. Back around to our third place.
Woo. All right. So 3 points for me, my bronze medalist. This is going to Estonia. Days Like This by Noop, the runner-up at Eesti Laul this year. I have to admit, I've been a fan of Andres Koper for quite a while. He'd actually done Eesti Laul a couple of times with a previous band called Tenfold Rabbit, a song called Oblivion, one called Balance of Water and Stone, which I thought was really fabulous that year. And he's also one of the guys behind the band Melik and the song Tuyu from Eesti Laul 2023.
That's right.
Tuyu.
So again, Tuyu. Tuyu. Yeah. So again,
song rules.
Yeah. So the man has, this is musically in kind of my sweet spot, but this is sort of a comforting middle of the road dance beat to this that just felt really familiar and really comfortable without it feeling too bland and vanilla for me. I understand why it was outshone in the national final. I understand why I didn't make it quite through. But I'm just really, really happy that it was there. I'm I'm happy it was there. I'm sad that it lost to Vanilla Ninja.
It was just too epic.
It was way too epic to be true. Yeah, and considering that actually technically speaking, it beat Vanilla Ninja in the first round of voting.
Lost
the super final. So yeah. But it was close though. Like it was anyway.
It was very close.
It was very close. Yeah. It was very, very close. Anyway, I'm just gonna whether he's calling himself Tenfold Rabbit or Melik or Noep or Andres Koper, he's just a singer, songwriter, producer just to keep an eye on. So that's my 3 points. Noep.
Yep.
Yep.
Nope. Derek.
Number three goes to a country that I was very sad not to see this year, and that's Spain with Tamare. Oh, compadre. Anyway, I have no idea how this would have done. I can easily see this coming like 22nd for no goddamn reason.
That's Spain, baby.
That's Spain for you. But no, I thought this was really good. I see why they picked it. I would have loved to have seen it go on, but you know, politics being what they are, they made their choices, and I will not judge that on this show. But yeah, lovely, sweet, not overly complicated, very Spanish, well performed. Yeah, good song.
Eric.
Yeah. So my third place is another one that hasn't come up yet. I think we're going to cover a lot of the set list here by the time we're done, maybe. But my 3 points go to Wavy Boy from Germany. This is a good example of the ones where like people either had this like top three or bottom three, and there was never anything in the middle. I encourage you all to go back and listen to the number of times I talked about Fire by Sarah Engels, the song that won this national final. I will summarize it now by saying I wasn't a fan. And I said at the time, and this is still true, it's not because I just really wanted Wavy Boy to win and I'm mad that he didn't. I did want him to win and I am mad that he didn't, but that's not the main
why Sarah Engels sucks.
Yeah, like that. My issue with that is the song itself being just horrendously awful. But yeah, Wavy Boy. I said he. I know Wavy Boy is non-binary. I think uses a number of different ones. You know, all
the pronouns.
Yeah, just take whatever. So, but yeah, they're great. Like the look and the sort of, you know, the hair and kind of the vibe and the guitar work in the song. I think it. The thing that immediately comes to mind is Queen, but listening to the song itself, I made the realization that's not what Wavy Boy is most closely emulating, like at all. It's not Queen. It's My Chemical Romance.
Oh, interesting.
Close your eyes, listen to the song, and tell me you don't hear like something from Black Parade or Danger Days in that later era. It sounds very much like an MCR type song. Shout out to MCR, by the way. Liz and I went and saw their concert about a week ago. They had a big outdoor stadium show here, and oh man, awesome show. Black Parade is an all timer. Anyway, that was the realization I had with this, and I love the Black Parade very much. And when it kind of clicked to me, it was like, he sounds like Gerard Way, and this sounds like something in their like latter, not screamo-y eras. It clicked even more for me, honestly. So I really like that song.
And again, I just bring up that if Wavy Boy had made it to the contest, we would have had Liechtenstein representation.
That's
for the
right.
First
yeah,
time.
He's from Liechtenstein.
Yeah, they're from Liechtenstein. So you know. Until the Liechtenstein broadcaster gets off their butts and actually sends somebody, like, this was as close as we were going to come. So Wavy Boy, if you're hearing this, give it another shot. We love you, and we want more of you.
Or maybe just get Liechtenstein to
send
Wavy Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, pass around the hat, like Liechtenstein, make this happen. Like, your hereditary prince is like ridiculously wealthy. Like, why can you not just bankroll this?
I know money's not the issue.
I know, like, get the loose change out of one of your fabulous couches in the palace in Vaduz or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Just turn one of the castles upside down and shake it until
the money falls out.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Perfect. Anyway, Liz,
Ayo. My third place. This is where I put Italy. Not only is it a catchy bop, but like it. At first, I started listening to it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is fine. I like this. This is, you know, this is like a 7 out of 10 for me. But like, I kept listening. And the more I started like kind of really watching the subtitles come through and listen to the lyrics, it went for me from being kind of just a bop to being like, hey, yeah, you know, you're actually saying something here. And I appreciated that. So like it in the course of 3 minutes, it raised several percentage points for me. So good job.
All right. So I guess it's back to me, huh?
Back to you.
So this is one that has not come up yet. And I don't know if that means that my taste is completely off the wall or if it's about to come up a lot.
A number of times.
The number of times that I have puttered around the house just going takatuka, takatuka, takatuka when
Damn
I'm,
it, Sam.
You know, making absolutely sure that nobody's listening. Takatuka, takatuka. It is insane in the best possible way that is, I hate saying this, but it's so true. It is so Eurovision, and not just so Eurovision, but it is so Finland at Eurovision. The, we're going to do something fun. We're going to do something Finnish. We're going to do something that proves to the world why Finland is seen as the happiest country in the world.
I thought that was Denmark or like Bhutan.
I mean, Bhutan has like gross national happiness, but I feel like Finland, right, when it comes to like metrics of either way,
okay,
they're up there. Whatever. They're way high up there. Mm-hmm. And if part of that is due to an old dude with an accordion on a hovering barber's chair surrounded by hair creatures with daisies singing about mullets, then I want what they're having. This is pure insanity, pure joy, and this is going to be like a decades long earworm. It's just, and his voice is just so impossibly low. Like, I will never be able to sing this at karaoke, and I don't care.
You don't karaoke?
I don't care. I don't karaoke. Anyway, Derek, what about you?
Okay, so I'm reassured that I have good taste because my number two has already been set on list, but in a much lower capacity. My number two is Albania. Really liked all the Albanian songs this year. My actual favorite runner-up was a song called OK, which was very ambitious, perhaps too much so because she didn't do super well live and got zero televote. Still a great song, though, if you go listen to it in studio. But this one, yeah, I mean, Albania is really, I feel like they're just becoming kind of their own thing, but also making like the way Italy or Portugal does, like legitimately artful pieces of music. Even if I don't know what they're singing about, I watch it and I'm just immediately, it's sort of entranced by it. And I love what they're doing musically, visually. It's just really, really good stuff. I feel like they're due for a win at the way they're going, but we'll see.
Bulgaria winning feels like it opened the door for a lot of potential things like that. I mean, I really thought Germ had a shot, and didn't quite work out. I think going that, I mean, it was at the very end, being that late in the running order is kind of a detriment now just because the shows are so long. Getting to close the show is cool and all of that, but I don't know that that's something you actually want anymore. So my number two is Dara from Bulgaria. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking at the time when we reviewed this, that we had said, they definitely picked the right song out of the three. And that is definitely true, because look what happened. Speaking of which, you know how many points we collectively, the five of us, gave that song in like our jury votes?
No. Nothing.
It's zero. How many? I'll tell you, the televote also gave them zero. Do you know what place it finished? Granted, this is only, this is without the staging, and it's the pre-Eurovision version, which I think doesn't have quite as many great bells and whistles. The ending in particular that they changed for Eurovision, I think, is like maybe my favorite part of the song.
Triplet
and
drop.
That wasn't in it. But yeah, you know where the televote put it?
Not good.
No. 27th.
Oof.
Yeah. Average of about 5 out of 10.
Man, guys, get it together.
Yeah. I mean,
staging glowed it up.
Oh, not yeah. That.
I mean, I'm just like, at point being, it's wild to me the extent to which nobody saw it coming, especially from like start in like March or something like that. Like if somebody had said March 1st or like after the delegation meeting or whatever, like, I think Bulgaria is going to win, it would have been like, you're dumb. I haven't talked about the actual song I'm talking about, Curse. I definitely had not gone back and listened to the other songs she had to choose from or watch the performances since she won. And obviously, like, seeing the artistry of Bangaranga and how unbelievable a performance that was really puts these other ones in a new light for me. And she's just so good. She's so good at being a pop star. And this song just sounds great. The beat, the vocal, choreo was good on this one too. Obviously, again, they made the right move. But this is so much better than I remember it being. And yeah, Dara is great, actually. It was is sort of the lesson that had to be learned for me to appreciate it, I guess. I feel weird about that. Like none of us were like none of us had Bangarang in our top tens for the previews, right? If we redid it right now, would it be in your top 10? Because it certainly would be for me.
Yeah, with the full package, knowing what we know, with the with the full glow up, with the staging, with everything in place, yeah, I think most likely for some of us at least. I don't want to assume, but it probably would for me.
It's hard to say. I'd have to like kind of go back and review everything.
It honestly might be my number one. Like I'm just so blown away by it.
No, I gotta go back. Still Denmark for me.
Yeah, that's totally fair. All right. But yeah, it's just she's a superstar, and I just feel so weird that we didn't see it. I've said this probably half a dozen shows since May, but it just looking back at how this played out is just one of the most fascinating things to me. And on top of it all, it's Bulgaria. That's not a knock on Bulgaria. I mean, in the late 2010s, they had an unbelievable run. We had it in them. Yeah. I know that Sam.
Trust me, I know.
But we did a whole show on Bulgaria. But I'm still just like, this is crazy that this happened. And she darn near won my countdown for this contest too. Liz, say some words.
Dirigible.
Ooh.
Fungible. Ooh. Defenestration.
Doo doo.
My number two on the topic of doo doo.
Number two.
I promise that Sam and I didn't compare notes, but it's Finland. This man is unhinged. The song is unhinged, and I love it. I feel like the sound of it reminded me a lot of Puloop. And also, I think the kind of goofy old man vibe also reminded me of Puloop, which I also loved.
It is quite Puloop.
And in an episode where we have repeatedly referred back to Weird Al, and we're talking about weird kind of old guys with curly hair.
And accordions.
And accordions.
Oh my God.
This is very firmly in my milieu. More of this sort of thing, please. I want it.
I'll just note.
Yeah.
I don't want a mullet. I want this sort of thing. At the contest, I wanted it in Finland and in general. This is great.
I'll be honest. This probably wouldn't have made my list anyway, but it lost a number of points for me from the really crappy AI in the music video.
I didn't even watch the music video. I watched the live version.
Oh, okay. Well, that definitely is better, I would say. But yeah, right at the end, there's a just awful generative AI thing right at the end. And I was like, come on, man. Like, you're an artist. Like, anyway.
Yeah. All right. We ready to unleash our number ones? They haven't already been mentioned already.
Release the beasts.
All right. This one has already been brought up, but this is where I put Dito nella Piaga. This is where Che Fastidio ended up for me. The moment that I heard it, I'm like, this is the one for me. This is that rapid fire hyper lyrical content that I love from a Sanremo song, where they put so many freaking syllables into every single line, and yet it is gorgeous, it is entertaining, it is done with such head and heart. And like Liz was saying before, and again, she took the words out of my mouth, she's saying something. She really is. It just, the annoyances and the pressures of everyday life, as especially as a woman, it just hits. And she looks fabulous while doing it. And again, like I was familiar with Dita Nella Piaga from a previous song that she had sent to Sanremo, I want to say in 22, a song called Chimica that she did as a duet that year. And she was just starting out as an artist. And this is like 10 times stronger than Chimica. And I'm so excited to see what the future holds for Dita Nella Piaga. But this was so good. If Sal hadn't taken it, I could have absolutely seen this storming in Vienna. But you know, it wasn't to be, and I will certainly not begrudge Per Sempre Si, because that song is also just pure joy. But this is cool, detached anger in an exasperation and exhaustion in the world as a whole. And I feel that. I feel that. So Yeah, so that gets my number one for the OGA e-vote for this year is Italy. Derek, what about you?
It's Italy.
Hey!
Hold on, let me back up a second. My honorable mentions are...
Who are you pouring them out for?
Yeah.
Who am I pouring out? Number six, Lithuania. I really liked it. It was weird, and I could not get my head around it. The guy looked like he just kind of wandered in with his girlfriend and somehow ended up on stage. interesting stuff coming out of Lithuania, and I love it. I just want to also shout out to Serbia. I thought they had the best staging of all of these. I watched all the live videos. When she was up on the wires spinning around and still singing, I thought, oh man, that's genuinely impressive.
That's tough. Yeah.
Unlike Mr. Black, who starts off on wires and then just immediately gets out. Like, dude, commit to the bit. But yeah, Italy. Honestly, I understand the struggle of feminism, blah, blah, blah. But
amazing.
Wow.
Actually, I didn't really look into it right away. Like, I listened to it a couple times. I thought, oh, it's just really cool. It's Italian. It's artful. It's retro, but it's also modern. It's very stylistic, not just musically, but also visually. The whole thing exudes this coolness that I think a lot of countries struggle to replicate. And every time, Italy just makes it look absolutely effortless. Everything about this, it was very commanding, very sharp. That's the whole thing to me. The word I would use is sharp. It just felt so exact and precise, and I love it. If this had gone instead, I don't think she would have done any worse. They probably would have changed up the staging a bit, but Italy does well, and I think even their lesser songs are still very thoughtful and artistic and beautiful in their own way. So yeah, Italy all the way on this one.
I mean, this is totally speculative, but I think I would wager that this would not have done as well as Per Sempre Si.
They would have been pulling from very, very different pools of voters.
Yeah, but like they would have been more up directly against Bangaranga for one thing. But I think about like Lanoia was, I think, underperformed compared to where they expected. I think Italy does a little bit better when people are kind of underestimating them. Sal finished fifth.
I mean, look at Lucio Corsi. I mean, like, yeah, people didn't expect anything out of Lucio, and exactly. Look how well he did.
I really don't think of Italy as an underdog, but when you look at the last couple of years, I don't know. Anyway, I already picked Italy.
I would go even further than that. I mean, there've been years where they damn near won the whole thing and people were not talking about him as a potential winner at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happened with Dua Vite, you know.
Soldi was second place, I think. Yeah.
Sorry, just thinking about Marco Mengoni's abs again.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
My number one has come up. A couple of quick honorable mentions for me as well. Serbia, Yugoslavia. That's a banger. Like there's no other way to put it. That's probably my sixth place. I'll make a slight note for Latvia. All we ever had. I really like musically, but not so much lyrically, because all we ever had is like almost all the lyrics. But like musically, I really like that one. That reminds me, between Latvia and Denmark, which was also good. I need to say, I've talked before about how there needs to be a moratorium on the like the choreographed thing that's like the arms of Vishnu behind you, you know? Mm-hmm. I need to also have a moratorium on standing in front of big wings.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a little tired of that one now, too. That's the new Vishnu arms.
You're not a micro.
Look,
wings on screen.
Yeah, look, I can fly, except I can't.
What about like wing, actual like costume wings?
I think like ticks ruined that. Yeah. No, just no wings.
No wings.
Generally.
All right.
I can't wait to see what wing thing wins. Anyway, my number one is Contact from nice. Lithuania by Schwer. And I think by far the most interesting song of this batch. And that doesn't make it number one by itself. But the Sunlights sort of comparison I think is apt. I don't think it's as good as Aya as a song, but I just think it's really neat. That short like 8-measure bridge is amazing, and I really wanted it to go on longer, but you know what can you do? And the singer, yeah, who does look like he works at a FedEx office or something, but he really distinctive voice, and I knew it reminded me of something. And it took me most of the day today to remember what it was. I can't remember if it's a group or a singer, but Alt J. Do you remember them from like decade ago? Sounds like Alt J. Yeah, which is great. That's a good thing in my book. I like seeing bands at these things, you know, and they're just really good. And the song is super cool. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, after listening to everything a couple of times, it was pretty clear to me that this was number one. And I would say going in, I really had no idea, like none. But no, this one's awesome. All of the points. Well, not all of them, but yeah. And
I am about to say a country that no one has said yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it?
What, you have a guess? Do you have a guess?
Is it Trinidad and Tobago?
No.
Oh.
Ooh.
Sir, not appearing at this contest.
Fair enough.
No, my number one is Poland.
Ah, Zimna Woda.
So here's where I land on this. First of all, ethnobop is my vibe right now. And that it's just really, really landing with me. The other piece is that it reminded me so much of another song that I loved this year, from Croatia, and our and why I'm blanking on the actual name.
Andromeda?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Huh. I kept thinking Astromata, and I was like, no, that was Greece 2 years ago. Yep. Andromeda. But powerful woman singing in something deep of heritage is kind of just like a feeling of like singing down the ages, I guess, is kind of the vibe that I got from this. And I did not, in all honesty, I did not even look up a translation. I just really liked the sound of this.
What if the lyrics are like super bad?
Well, let's to the internet.
When I first got into Eurovision, Sam, I was you were hosting the parties at like your place and stuff like that. One of the things I was the most afraid of was being like, oh, this song's great. I love the sound of this. What do the lyrics mean? And then you would tell me like, oh, it's super racist. And like, obviously,
sorry,
Eurovision doesn't work that way. Like a song like that wouldn't compete, but I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about it. So like, I'm guessing this one also isn't racist, but what?
It's not.
Oh, good. Okay. What's it about?
Lavota is water, so
yeah. Finding love, in short,
in the water.
So first verse,
like Guillermo del Toro.
Have I seen it just in dreams? Tell me, water, that I'll find my love with this beauty, that I'll find the other half of my heart for the rest of my life for a new path. Chorus, hey, hey, where's the beauty? There's cold water in the river. So just longing. It seems like longing for your love, longing for finding some sense of completeness, but using nature and the water as a metaphor for that. I can die with that.
Nature telling you to take a cold shower and stop thinking about this stuff.
Maybe, yeah. But that doesn't make me like it any less. Yeah.
This is my love song called "Touch Grass."
So there, have some points, Poland.
All right. So we had a pretty widespread of votes this year. So with 1 point apiece, Ukraine, Portugal, and Denmark bringing up the rear from folks who've, you know, gotten points from us. Greece with 2 points. Germany, Spain, and Estonia each with 3 points a pop. Bulgaria getting 4. Poland with 5 points. We've got a tie for the bronze with Albania and Lithuania each ending up with 7 points. Finland as our second place with 8. But taking the lead and the win this year, it is Italy, Dito Nella Piaga with Che Fastidio. And I think it's a pretty strong shot to win the whole thing, according to OGAE and the way that they tend to vote.
Yeah, I think.
How was this ranking in the ranking videos you watched?
Usually pretty high. I don't know. It's not always. I don't know that I've seen it at number one a lot, but it's always up there. And that's usually a formula for success. Yeah, it's a great one. I suspect it's going to be this or Finland as the top contenders, or Sweden, just because that's what happens.
Yeah, but
that song is .
It's fine.
Again, it just feels very ABBA-esque in a way that was derivative, as opposed to ABBA-esque in a way that felt not
good.
Derivative. And again, it's nothing against Gresula as an individual or an artist. Like, just because we're
speak for yourself, Sam.
Well, you at home, let us know what your favorites out of this crop were. How off the mark were we? And how hard will you laugh when Sweden ends up taking the whole damn thing?
Again.
Let us know. You know how to reach us. Find us on social media at 12pointsUSA. Just email us directly, 12pointsofamerica@gmail.com. Find our merchandise on Redbubble, and you can support us financially either at ko-fi.com, it's ko-fi, or a sustained monthly donation and membership on Patreon. And we appreciate you whether you support us financially or not, but Patreon supporters do get exclusive content, early access to episodes and such and so forth and the like and et cetera and such. I need dinner.
Yeah. Okay. I need air conditioning in greater quantities than it's currently getting in this room.
Yeah, despite it being September, it's still pretty warm over here.
Yeah. So
85 degrees outside today.
Oof,
that's Celsius.
No.
No, that's
not. I don't know. That's like, what is that, like 27 Celsius? Something like that?
Something like that.
It's gonna be close. That. Someone go convert for me.
37 is 98.
No, I said 27.
You're in like the mid 27 is...
27 is like 85?
Yeah? It'd be like low 30s, like 32.
Either way, it's hot.
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 It is hot.
Until next time, everybody, we will see you in a couple of weeks with more news, hopefully. Just, you know, it's us. It's tomfoolery. So until next time, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I have been Eric.
And I've been Liz.
And America.
Stop listening now. Why are you still listening? My God.
If we're not putting this one in, I'm just going to say that song just it's just so funny.
There aren't enough songs that why don't more songs should anyway.